Here at the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm speaking with Wayne Kirby. And Wayne, I understand you're currently chairman of the Virginia Corn Board and past president of Virginia Grain Producers. First of all, just tell me what we're doing out here on this tour.
Well, there's a lot of folks that's interested in this area, and not only in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but from surrounding states that are here today to get a better understanding of what's coming down the pike as it relates to the bay restoration. And we have a lot of tremendous ongoing practices, conservation practices, no-till in particular, just a lot of good cultural sound practices that we really feel are making a tremendous contribution towards the efforts that are being put forth to try to clean the bay up, and we're excited about sharing that with those who could come to visit.
Well, first of all, tell me how important this bay project is in terms of what it means to corn growers in that are going to be considered in that area.
We have individuals, lawmakers, groups who are trying to set policy and make rules pertaining to our operations that some of them are sound and some of them, quite frankly, are not, would be very detrimental to the ongoing future of agriculture here in the Commonwealth. So it's very important. And we have a number of growers that produce grain right here on the tributaries to the Chesapeake Bay. We have a lot of watershed that's involved in this area here, so and it's been an ongoing effort. We have been working diligently to improve our operations and our practices, and again, I think we've been very very successful in accomplishing a lot of great things.
Well, I understand that's built on some models, and those models take into account certain assumptions or measurements. And if I understand right, a lot of the BMPs and things that farmers are doing to help improve their environmental stewardship aren't necessarily being taken into account in some of those models, right?
That's exactly right. The NRCS, soil and water folks, if you are involved in a program where you get cost share dollars and you go into an office and you report your acres and you receive those cost share dollars, they're accounted for in the Bay model. If they pay you for 200 acres, that's what they count on your operation. But if you see the value in those practices and you put it on another 600 acres, even voluntarily, even though you don't get paid for it, it doesn't get counted into the model. And that's what we're working hard to get that changed.
Well, I'm sure that's part of the rationale for having this tour, is to help bring some of what farmers are doing to the attention of these policymakers so that they know they might have to do a little bit of updating, you know, to make sure that it really is reflecting the reality of what's going on out in the countryside.
You're exactly right. It's very, very important that the information that we're starting out with, the baseline that we're starting out with, is the right baseline, that it's based on the correct information, and that's why we're working so diligently to try to make sure that the information is correct.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Wayne Kirby. He's one of our hosts who is trying to keep us up to date and correct some of the information that some of us who don't know this area might have thought otherwise. So we really appreciate his work and all the others here on this Conservation in Action tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.